Governor Jennifer Granholm signed a package of important educational reforms yesterday, designed to qualify Michigan for up to $400 million in new federal funds. Now, you might be surprised to learn that there's absolutely no guarantee that we'll get that much, or really, any money at all. What we're talking about is another federal stimulus program, this one called the Race to the Top Initiative. During the struggle to pass these reforms, which were bundled into five separate bills, those supporting them often sounded like this was an automatic teller machine. Get the legislation, get a check. That's not the way it really is. The federal government will review the various applications and, as I understand it, grant money to some states and deny it to others, or at least send them back to the drawing board. In fact, that's exactly what Mike Flanagan, the state superintendent of schools, expects to happen. Yesterday, he said he thinks most states are likely to be given feedback from Washington and told to reapply in April. By then, our legislature is expected to be deeply into what may be the hardest budget process ever, plus worrying about their own future since every one of their seats is up for election. Will Lansing be willing to take time to tweak the Race to the Top legislation if need be? That's one of a number of crucial unanswered questions here. Now, don't get me wrong. Virtually every one of these reforms strikes me as either necessary or worth trying. They include a provision to make it easier for the state to take over weak schools. In fact, the lowest achieving 5% of public schools would automatically be placed under state supervision and required to reform. Other long overdue changes consist of an alternative process for teacher certification, meaning teachers wouldn't necessarily have to have an education degree if they can prove they can teach and know their stuff. The minimum age at which kids are allowed to drop out of school is also being raised from 16 to 18. The reforms also allow some new charter schools and require annual evaluations of teachers and administrators based partly on how well their students are doing. And perhaps their most intriguing experiment, these bills also establish two cyber schools that are supposed to provide full-time, online teaching from kindergarten through high school. Lots of questions are being asked about just how well all this will work. But there are two more questions I haven't heard being asked. First, if the government does give Michigan Race to the Top money, how do we know the legislature won't further cut the inadequate amount they're giving the schools now? And if Michigan doesn't get the money, or at least as much as it's counting on, do these reforms consist largely of another string of unfunded mandates for schools that are already trying to do too much with too little? Yesterday, when she signed these bills, the governor said they meant that from now on, everything would be focused on the question, is this child learning? What she didn't say is that the answer, in large part, depends on how much we are willing and able to pay.